Speaker McCormick.
Be glad to, Mr. President.
Therefore, everybody's always running for policy. Everybody wants to be the
Oh, that's a good thought. I'll give some attention to it. I might just actually do that. I made it all to get some little Christmas Eve message to people.
That's one, yes. I would, my guess would be that maybe, what is this now, December, two or three appearances between now and April. But unshared, you know, I mean, you're not sharing the spotlight with anybody. You know, Christ Kennedy wouldn't share it. I mean, with you or anyone.
Suggesting they follow the Yugoslav language some way. I had some boys drafting it, and I had a suggestion that I wouldn't want coming from me, but I think might be helpful in connection with what they want to do. Yeah. I don't know. I'll try it on size for you if you want to hear it. So as funds provided herein, maybe... It's too long for you to copy. Let me read it to you, and then if you like it, I'll send.
Lewis Higgin, he listened in.
Yeah, yeah.
Come over here, Lou. Go ahead, Mr. President.
This language might, along with the theory of the Yugoslav Amendment, might be workable. Funds provided herein may be used by, well, first of all, the justice lawyers, the agency lawyers, the aid lawyers, the defense lawyers say there are no funds in this bill, export-import, although they know that that's a different opinion on the Hill. They don't know what GAO would hold. They believe a GAO would hold that export-import's already got its funds, and that this is just a limitation. And
I think we've seen their memorandum.
So they say that, but I think that this could work out if it were at all palatable to Mr. Passman. Funds provided herein may be used by the Export-Import Bank to either guarantee the payment of any obligation hereinafter incurred by any communist country as defined in Section 620F of the Foreign Assistance Act 61, or any agency or national thereof, or in any other way to participate in the extension of credit to any such country, agency, or national, in connection with the purchase of any product by such country, agency, or national, only when the President shall determine that such guarantee on participation in the extension of credit is in the national interest. In other words, the language now says no funds provided herein may be used by the Export-Import Bank to either guarantee the payment of or so forth. And we just take that language and add to it only when the President shall determine that such guarantee or participation extension.
The first part of the language is in the bill.
Is that prohibition?
Yeah, now wait till I add that down. Only
when.
Can I get somebody on the wire?
Yeah.
Now while I got you here, before somebody comes on, Mike Mansfield called me. And I told him he should call you. I said I wouldn't be a party to it, and you forget it. He was going to call the Senate to adjourn.
Yeah.
Dine he die.
Yeah.
I said, well, now, God damn it. I said, I'm not going to be a party to that, so he'd probably talk with you. Now, you shouldn't stand for that.
Yeah.
Because I said, if the President could call us back tomorrow morning, I said, I won't be a party to it.
Yeah.
Now, you think
what does he want to do? Does he want to cave in?
Well, now, Mr. President, don't get me discussing. I just simply undertook to tell you about the talk, which call he had, and I told him I wouldn't be a party to it.
Yeah.
You asked me questions about him caving in. I don't want to pass. That's a thing for you to do is to keep us here.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. All right.
Did Dave Bell talk with you?
Yeah.
What's the result of that?
Well,
By the way, Otto said he'd additionally, he said, I don't know why I should. Who asked you? I said, no, I don't want you to ask any questions. Oh, no, he didn't say who asked. He said, why should I? I said, I'm asking you or something. And he said, yes, I'll additional it.
All right. You,
that's all I could tell you.
I would say that this is, let me give you this language here.
Walter, are you on?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Only. When? The president.
Shall determine.
That such guarantee.
Our participation.
In the extension.
Of credit.
Is in. The national interest. Now that makes me make that determination before it can be done. Now what they tell me is this. They tell me that the odds are 90-10, that they will not use any export-import money.
Yeah, the odds are 90-10, they will not use any export.
And they don't want it because the interest rate.
Get off now.
Because the interest rate's too high. That they paid Canada cash, and they've given us no indication that they don't want to pay us cash. They don't know whether the deal will go through or not. They're fighting because they want to make the ship owners come down $3 a ton, and that involves about $7,500,000, and they're negotiating that out. But if they did, the thing we don't want to get in dealing with the United Nations and dealing with them and trying to work out these agreements and be more peaceful and so forth, is to say that we are going to take this World Bank and discriminate against them and point them out and say, you got to eat at the second table and you can't come in and associate in the same house because of your race or color or religion or something else. And they say there's no use of our doing that. It just hurts us and it doesn't gain us anything. We don't hurt them at all. And it's so forth. So they would much prefer nothing be in it at all. But I told them that Carl Albert had suggested that we try to approach it from a standpoint that did the Yugoslav thing and Kennedy to live with that. And I couldn't understand why they'd give Kennedy 3.9, give me 3.2. Didn't look like it's quite fair when we had more problems than they had. But anyway, if we could get language we could live with, then he would give you this supplemental. I don't care about whether it's in one bill or two bills. I'd just soon be in two bills if that's understood. And if it's reliable and his people will go with him, we just take what you said on the amount, the $3 billion plus the 209 plus the 40-odd, whatever it was, that's in the Cambodia fund and the other one. That is his offer. Just take that now, and if he agreed to $300 million supplemental, we would do it that way. Now, very honestly, the Secretary of Defense and all of our people think that you've given us $400 million short on military assistance where you can buy a lot more cheaper, and we probably have to have $1 billion in our bill to make up the $400 million you cut with the defense, unless we could get a deficiency. Now, you can't do that because that was in the authorization where you did that cutting, and we can't remedy it now. So Secretary of Defense is not here anyway, and he's already told him that he's going to steal stuff from our suppliers to keep the war going in Vietnam, just because the Congress has acted unwisely. But what we'll do is we'll just have to take it, not because we want to, but we have no choice. The $3 billion plus the 40-odd million Cambodia and the deobligated, 32, whatever it is, plus the 209 unappropriate, unobligated, which would get you roughly 3.3, I guess, somewhere close to 3.3.
$100 million, the obligation that they...
Yes, but they don't have it, so he can't use it. So did he initial your statement to $300 million?
Well, I haven't seen. They're drafting the Wheat Amendment.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for them.
Yeah.
So he said he would initial it.
Yeah.
So he asked why, but I said, don't ask me.
Well, you just get him to initial it where you know that you can get it, and then we'll put in this amendment here, which takes the language and says only when the president shall determine In other words, they can provide credit only when the President shall determine that such guarantee or participation in the extension of credit's in the national interest. So that puts it right in our lap. We've got to say it's in the national interest to do that. Now, obviously, we're going to say that if it is required, because we think it is in the national interest, and we oughtn't to kid him, but we take the responsibility for it.
Well, I'll keep you informed. When he comes up with his language, I'll keep that. I'll have that.
Well, why don't you send his language down to him?
All right, I'll talk.
Put that boat back on and let me dictate the whole thing to him.
Wait a minute. I'm going to get on.
Lou? Lou?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. President.
Walter?
Yes, sir.
Funds provided herein.
Right.
May be used by the Export-Import Bank.
Right.
To either guarantee the payment of any obligation.
Payment of any obligation.
To guarantee the payment of any obligation.
Hereinafter incurred.
Hereinafter incurred.
By any communist.